This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Growing public concern over a spate of homicides. A homeless advocate condemns the beating of a vagrant who was accused of theft. Grenada to receive $44 million from the Caribbean Catastrophe Risk Insurance Facility for hurricane damage. And Israel orders all Palestinians to leave Gaza's largest city. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. There is increasing public alarm over a spate of homicides, with the latest being a chopping death of a man in St. Joseph yesterday. Acting Superintendent of Police Roland Cobbler, the Deputy Divisional Commander of the Northern Division, briefed journalists at the scene in St. Elizabeth, St. Joseph, where a 48-year-old man was chopped to death.
Police in the Northern Division are investigating the circumstances surrounding the unnatural death of a 48-year-old male, which occurred about 1:30 here at Little Diamond, St. Elizabeth, St. Joseph. Our preliminary investigations revealed that the deceased was involved in an altercation with another man. He received several chops about his body and succumbed to his injuries here at this location. Our investigations are continuing into this matter.
In the meantime, a resident said he's worried about the increasing trend of homicides.
I've been living here now for years, over 50 years, and I've never had a murder in this area at all. What I would have observed to a very large extent, you know, I live in St. Joseph, and there's quite a lot of burglary larceny, you know, and this activity has been going on in the St. Joseph area for a while. I think it's a very unfortunate thing, and the level of crime that we've been having in our country now, I think that it begs question as to what direction our society is going in. How are we going to deal with it? I can't go to sleep comfortable, neither can any of us, because if it's not me, it's my next door neighbor. If it is not me, it's my wife or my daughter. What direction are we going in as a country? Something must be done to address crime.
A resident of Little Diamond, St. Elizabeth, St. Joseph. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness has strongly condemned the recent beating of a homeless man who was accused of stealing from a small business owner. In a video circulating on social media, the business owner claims he was robbed of a company laptop which held critical information. He said that after checking the 4 security cameras where a branch of his business is located, he searched for the perpetrator, whom he described as apparel, and beat him. President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri, believes such matters should be referred to the police.
We understand that sometimes things do happen that allow us as individuals to be angry. But regardless if it is a homeless person or anybody in the general public, I think that these matters are best left to the Barbados Police Services. Because when we take things into our own hands, we could go above and beyond. You know, you might not have intended to maim or disfigure or even draw blood from the person, but because of your anger, you can be a little bit more aggressive than you wanted to be. So in light of the video from what was sent to me several times, I do not condone, for whatever reason, anyone taking matters into their own hand and going after anyone.
He notes that some of the homeless have mental health issues or other challenges, such as drug addiction.
Some of these people do have what you call dual diagnosis, having a drug problem and a mental health issue. And sometimes this allows them to do things that is unseemly. Yes, it would anger people because there may be knowing thieves or Asian dialect crooks that are going about doing these things. And I know that the police force would try to seek to find them, but because they're not as many would know one place they run about, it may be hard to track them. We have a lot of clients here that have that mental health and that drug addiction problem, and much as possible, we're trying to get assistance for them to be able to be institutionalized or to be given some sort of extensive care. But we understand these things have processes, but that is something that has to be seriously looked at.
President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. The organizers of Grand Kadumet report that plans are well underway to host the event next month. Corporate communication specialist with the National Cultural Foundation, Tony Yard, says there has been positive reaction to Grand Kadumet so far. She was speaking to media on the sidelines of the finalist draw for the Scotiabank Junior Monarch competition.
We had a route walk with the Barbados Association, the Masqueraders Association. They have received the first part of their subvention. They get it after they bring the ban. And they think the ban houses are abuzz and a lot of activity is happening as far as that is concerned. I think you will see on social media some bands, their section have already sold out. And you know, this is the time people crunch numbers. You look at either the middle of the month or the end of the month of your payday and you make that decision. But by way of registration, for sure, the registration is healthy for a number of the bands this year. And we're excited. We're excited about the new route. We're excited about the climax on the Mighty Grinder Highway. And it's been a positive reaction to the Grand Cadument.
Ms. Yard also highlighted the significance of participation in Junior Monarch competitions.
Our mandate is developmental to ensure that we reach back and bring along the future generation. For individuals who have benefited from the Scotiabank Junior Monarch competition, it's all important because they get exposed to financial literacy workshops, a number of workshops. It's not just about singing and vocal training. The camaraderie, you could hear this morning how they're cheering on each other. You get to be a part of a team, a larger goal and a larger perspective as opposed to functioning in silos.
Corporate communication specialist with the National Cultural Foundation, Tony Yard. Barbadian athletes are being urged to take their health and wellness seriously if they are to advance in their sporting disciplines. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley made the appeal at the launch of the Prime Minister's Cup, which will begin at the end of August and will run for 14 weeks. Speaking at the launch at the Barbados Football Association head office in the Wildey Sports Complex yesterday, Ms. Motley stressed that the time has come for athletes to break certain lifestyle habits as they prepare for major events.
We need to talk with our young people from 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and even the ones who are teenagers now, and to explain to them why their diet and why their fitness and why the things that undermine fitness like alcohol and like smoking will not help them if they intend to be a serious athlete. If this tournament achieved nothing else but to change the culture and the ecosystem surrounding how our sporting people prepare and sustain themselves and make themselves capable of being the best that they can be such that they go to the next level, then I would say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Prime Minister also explained why she did not return to the format that was done under a previous administration.
We are satisfied, and some may ask, why don't we go back to the constituency clinics? Because I do not want to politicize football in this country. I do not want to politicize sports in this country. You have never heard of a Mia Motley tournament in any constituency. I do not support it because I believe that sports and culture are to be unifying features in our society and not divisive features. And I feel strongly about that.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The Caribbean Catastrophe Risk Insurance Facility says it will pay $44 million to Grenada as a result of the damage and destruction caused by the passage of Hurricane Beryl. It will be the single largest payout by the organization, a segregated portfolio company owned and operated and registered in the Caribbean. The Category 4 storm left a trail of death and damage as it made its way through the Windward Islands on July 1st with Grenada, the Grenadine Islands of Carriacou and Petite Martinique, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines Union Island severely impacted. And finally, Israel is ordering all Palestinians to leave Gaza City in the north as bombardment appears to escalate throughout the besieged territory. Israel says it's pursuing Hamas fighters who are regrouping in parts of Gaza that had been targeted early in the war. Israel's heavy strikes throughout Gaza in recent days, which have killed dozens of people, could be aimed at increasing pressure on Hamas during negotiations for a ceasefire. U.S., Egyptian, and Qatari mediators are meeting with Israeli officials in Qatar for talks, trying to push through a deal. Recapping the headlines. Growing public concern over a spate of homicides. A homeless advocate condemns the beating of a vagrant who was accused of theft. Grenada to receive $44 million from the Caribbean Catastrophe Risk Insurance Facility for hurricane damage. And Israel orders all Palestinians to leave Gaza's largest city. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.